Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today, of course, is the day, the 84th anniversary of Kristallnacht. How do we look at this in context? When we look at when we zoom out, and look at the world that is incredibly anti-Semitic at the moment, how do we deal with this? Tali Nates is the founder and the director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you so much. So, it is an honor, of course, to be with you, Howard, and with the listeners in this very, very significant day, I think, today, the 84th commemoration of the November pogrom or Kristallnacht.
Right. And of course, it's as we move away from history, these things just become a little bit more distant in that we don't have a lot of people that can talk to us actively about it, who remember it. But at the same time, this growing anti-Semitism, especially over the last couple of months, really does give us a very, very real perspective, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And let's stay with that theme of the attacks of the pogrom. You know, what is the pogrom? The 19th November, attacking synagogues, burning them, attacking people, looting homes, you know, beating up Jews, arresting 30,000 and sending them to concentration camps, killing more than 100 Jews, raping. We know today that there was total violence on that day. And where are we as a Jewish community? And I'm thinking about the collective memory that we all have, that when we see a synagogue attacked in Germany, in Halle, in 2019, or when we see Pittsburgh, the Tree of Life synagogue attacked in the United States, what does it do to our collective memory? We immediately get quite agitated and afraid, because it goes back to that ninth of November burning of the synagogue, isn't it? So certainly, Kristallnacht is more than just that memory of the night of broken glass. I think it's etched in us that fear that the minute synagogues are being attacked and people are being attacked and words are used like Kanye West and in the anti-Semitic incidences, our collective memory, even if we are in South Africa or even if we our collective memory immediately goes to that night 84 years ago.
Yeah, because it has been etched, as you say, into our DNA that we, and it's interesting because often when I think about anti-Semitism and I try to explain to somebody who's not Jewish about it why we react like this is that in reality the Jews that are around today are all survivors. It's been encoded into our DNA that we have to live in a world that we need to be hypervigilant. We need to keep looking out for these things. We don't have the luxury of not doing so. And when we have these events that trigger a memory, even if it's a DNA memory, even if it's in our past, it really does evoke real fear in us. How do we talk about it to make it real? How do we make Kristallnacht real for people who might not be familiar with it?
So of course, I'm coming from an educational background, and I think education is key. Education is absolute key. So not only to learners in schools and university, students, teachers, of course, work with and tell not only about Kristallnacht, but is in a way was the end of the beginning stage, but the beginning of the end, because after Kristallnacht, things only got worse, and with the beginning of the Second World War, escalation was, as we all know, rapid, and the final solution brought the attempt to destroy the Jewish people, as we know, the Shoah or the Holocaust. So I do think that we many times need to explain it in an educational term of look at the warning signs. These are warning signs. And they're not, how about that? Sadly, we are the canary in the mine. So anti-Semitism, the burning of a synagogue or the attack on the synagogue in Pittsburgh is a precursor to attacks on churches and attacks on mosques and attacks on, you know, on LGBT and so on and so forth. And the list is so long, sadly, in a world that is more and more extreme and less and less tolerant and accepting of minorities and of people that think differently than you. So I do come back to education, and for the audience that is listening, we are opening an exhibition on Sunday. It will be with us 4 months, called Seeing Auschwitz. And this is exactly that, how through exhibitions and education and events and films and so on, we try to make that connection. The people will not say, no, it's 84 years ago, but see Auschwitz and see how we understand today Auschwitz. But different than we understood it in 1943 or 1944. And we have the knowledge now, so use the knowledge to prevent and to recognize the warning signs.
Absolutely right, and I think those are very, very wise words. Tali Nates, founder and director of the Genocide Holocaust Center in Johannesburg, talking to us about the 84th anniversary of Kristallnacht. What do you think? How do we talk about it? How do we educate people? And how do we portray it as being real as it indeed was?